Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We left off yesterday talking about, does God answer all prayer? Now, before you answer that, you might want to think carefully about it, listen to the message, because there's certain ways to pray correctly and certain ways to pray, and that's incorrect. So let's find out what the Lord has to say about praying God's way. So as you join us, we welcome you. Thank God for you. Have a glorious new year and be prepared for the greatness that's to come this amazing year. God bless you.
Prayer needs to become a lifestyle. You'll find time to pray. You'll make time to pray. You won't do it while you're working for a boss, because you're supposed to honor those and do the job. But you can pray many other times. But it's got to be a lifestyle of prayer. Everyone say a lifestyle. Now, you know what I find is a lot of people don't pray for two reasons. One, because they're not informed, they don't understand. Or two, they don't believe. You know, when I pray a prayer to God, I expect a result. Because God said I could. He said, when you pray, believe you receive it and you'll have it. So when I pray, I expect an answer to the prayer. Otherwise, why would I pray? Remember the Pharisees, they'd stand on their boxes making great prayers, and the more they prayed, and Jesus said, they're getting nothing. It's not about that. It's about praying in faith with an expectation. Now, how can I pray in faith? I've got to pray God's word. When I pray God's word, listen, it's an amazing thing. And something else, just in my heart. Right now, if you're going through some trial and tribulation, if you are in a sick place, if you're in a place of being broke,
you've got to speak the word that God's
declared over us. And people have spoken prophetic words over my life and your life. And you've got to take that prophetic word and you've got to say, no, my God said by the stripes on His back, I am healed. And you've got to face this thing and you've got to take it sometimes violently, because the enemy doesn't want to give it up. But take the prophetic words spoken over your life, and you've all had so many, and God's got so many, use that word to take it. Everyone say, take it. So he says, yeah, men ought always to pray, always, and not lose heart. The people that tend to lose heart are the ones who don't believe that their prayer is going to get answered. So we've got to get ourselves into a place of believing Jesus Christ and His word is true. Amen. The Amplified Classic says it like this. Listen to this. Also, Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not to turn coward, faint, lose heart, and give up. Turn coward. Yellow belly. It's like a Western term. He says, don't turn coward and run. The Bible says, having done all, what do? Then
stand.
You stand. But do you just stand there? I'm just watching the wheels go round and round. No, you're standing with an expectation. Every say an expectation. I expect, when I pray according to God's way of praying, I expect an answer. Amen. Now, some people turn coward and they give up and they shipwreck their faith. The Bible says, do not be weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap. There is a time to sow and a time to reap. I sow my prayer with faith and I reap the answer. Amen. Amplified. Also, again, also Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not to turn coward or faint or lose heart and give up. I know myself, I've given up on prayer before. Any of you? We've prayed and we didn't see the answer for the first week and we kind of forgot it and left it by the wayside. And God is saying, why did you put it down? And with God, he says, listen, the gift and calling of God is without repentance. He says, pick it up. What you were believing me for then, you left it in the ground and you didn't nurture it and you didn't water it with expectation. Pick it up. If you are believing for a business, if you are believing for something in your life, if you've been believing to be healed from something, pick it up. Pick it up and keep moving forward. See, God is always moving forward. That's what I love about God. He never leaves you where you're at. He will always try to pick you up and push you on another trail. He will always try to get you to overcome. But you've got to be a part of the transaction. In order to overcome, I have to fall in line with the Word of God and do it God's way. You see, because what happens otherwise is my emotions and my feelings, and I see the bank balance, and I hear the report, and I watch CNN. Some of you need to switch that stuff off. Really, you need to switch it off. Just cut it out. Because there's nothing but doom and gloom, and it's designed to get you into a place of fear. And when you're in a place of fear, you can't operate in faith. Amen. Amen. Go with me to 1 John 5. Praise God. So wonderful to have beautiful people as family. And I thank all of you that prayed for me. It made a difference. I could feel the prayer. Could feel it working. But you know, God did tell me to come just cut off and focus on Him, which I've been doing. 1 John 5:14 from the New King James. Now this is a confidence that we have in Him, in God, that if you ask anything, everyone say anything. 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 You see, people say, well, God will give you your needs, but not your wants. What about Psalm 23? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If it's in line with God's word, God says you can have it. Amen. Amen. And we get a little bit too religious sometimes. And well, I couldn't really. We've got to get past that stuff. He says, yeah, this is a confidence that we have in Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. So I know one thing. When I pray according to what God says in the Bible, I know He hears me. When I pray and it's not in line with His word, He doesn't hear me. Does that make sense? If I'm praying for what He said I can pray, it's in line with His will. Well, how do I know God's will? The written word of God is the will of God. Everyone say that. The written word of God is the will of God. It's not rocket science here. You just have to go to the word of God. And if it's written in the book, then you can claim it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's a big one because that'll cover a lot of things I need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So, I'll never learn to use 5G and I'll never learn how to, you know, work on computers. And no, that's not true. That's the devil lying to you and your emotions talking nonsense. Amen. You can do it. Say, I can do it. If God said it, I can do it. Amen. So He says here then, now watch here. And if we know, verse 15, and if we know that He hears us, how do I know if He's heard me? I prayed according to His will. Okay, I'm praying for healing or financial blessing, right? I'm praying according to His will now.
So if it's according to his will, then I know he's heard me. Now, there may be some blockages as well. Because let's say I'm praying for financial increase. Bless me, Lord. I need help me for my bank account, etc. But I'm not tithing, I'm not giving, and I'm not generous. I'm praying his will, but I haven't got the rest of his will. You understand? That's why it's important. My wife said earlier, man shall not live. You cannot by bread and bread alone. Birds can, beasts can, donkeys can, fish can, animals can live by bread alone. But a human being created in his image and likeness cannot. You cannot live just in the natural realm. You got to get the stuff from the spiritual realm. And you get the stuff from the spiritual realm from the Bible and the Holy Spirit. Make sense? And so I know that he hears me. And if I'm not seeing my prayers answered, even though I'm praying in line with his will, then I've got to take stock. Locate myself. Because remember, he also says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So I've got to make sure that I check all the boxes. I've forgiven, I've tithed, whatever it is. Just check the boxes. Because God will reveal to you why you're not seeing the answer. Has God ever revealed something to you about your life that you thought, oh, and changed it, and then things flowed freely? He will reveal to you. He's not holding back. He wants you to grow and move forward. So he'll open up your eyes. He'll speak to you through people, through the television, through ways, and you'll say, wow, locate yourself. But we know this. So he says, if we know that he hears us, because I prayed according to his will, and I'm basically living to the best I can. Remember, God forgives sin. He forgives us. We didn't read enough Bible. So, Father, we repent, but whatever. Amen? Just God is a forgiving God. He's a merciful, loving God. Just know this one thing. God loves you. You've got to know that above anything else. God loves me. Say it. Say it again. God loves me. Now put your hand over your heart and say, God loves me. I mean, some of us, because our parents didn't love us or our father deserted us or something, we get that and we put it on God as well. No, God loves us. He never caused anyone to desert you. He never caused anyone to abuse you. He never caused anyone to steal from you. God loves me. And only good and always good comes from God, according to James 1:17, right? All good gifts and all perfect gifts comes from above. God loves me. Even when I'm naughty. He knows when you've been naughty. He knows when you've been bad. That ain't God. Amen? God absolutely loves us. How do I know? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to die that horrid death to make room for me. Amen. Wow. If that's not love, what is? Can you say amen? Amen. So it says, yeah, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask in line with his word or his will, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. We know that we have, not gonna get, we have the petitions we've asked of him. Have is a past tense word, or it's a present tense and can be past tense. I have it. I've got it now and I have it. Say, I have it.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial.